G'day you mob, Pete here, and this is another episode of Aussie English, the number one place for anyone and everyone wanting to learn Australian English. So today I have a Goss episode for you where I sit down with my old man, my father, Ian Smithson, and we talk about the week's news, whether locally down under here in Australia or non-locally overseas in other parts of the world, okay? And we sometimes also talk about whatever comes to mind, right? If we can think of something interesting to share with you guys related to us or Australia, we also talk about that in the Goss. So these episodes are specifically designed to try and give you content about many different topics where we're obviously speaking in English and there are multiple people having a natural and spontaneous conversation in English. So it is particularly good to improve your listening skills. In order to complement that, though, I really recommend that you join the podcast membership or the academy membership at aussieenglish.com.au, where you will get access to the full transcripts of these episodes, the PDFs, the downloads, and you can also use the online PDF reader to read and listen at the same time. Okay, so if you really, really want to improve your listening skills fast, get the transcript, listen and read at the same time, keep practicing, and that is the quickest way to level up your English. Anyway, I've been rabbiting on a bit. I've been talking a bit. Let's just get into this episode, guys. Smack the bird, and let's get into it. All right. So,
here we are again.
Last story of the session is Australia's oldest person, Dexter Kruger, celebrates his 111th birthday in Roma. So, Australia's oldest person is Dexter Kruger, and he celebrated his 111th. Do you say 100th and 11th?
I would say 111th.
111th. It's not a number I usually have to say. 111th birthday. He celebrated this. He celebrated more birthdays than any other living Aussie, you would imagine, for the oldest person in Australia.
That's a
no-brainer.
That's redundant. Yes.
And this year, it was at his nursing home in Roma, southwest Queensland. So, he was born in 1910. Phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I got a bunch of interesting things that sort of took place in 1910. So, we had the first public radio broadcast takes place. It was
Dexter on it?
No, I don't think it was. Live performances of operas Cavalleria Rusticana and Pagliacci are sent over the airwaves from New York. First ever horror film was released, Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Earth passes through the tail of Halley's Comet. And I guess Halley's Comet has returned since then, right?
Yeah.
It comes every 76 years.
Yeah.
Edward VII, King of England and the UK and British Dominions, passes away. He dies and his son, George V, becomes the king. PM of Australia was Alfred Deakin.
Yeah.
Australia had only been a country for, what, 10 years at the time?
Yes.
Federation was in 1900. And Harry Houdini achieves one of the first powered flights in Australia. The Royal Australian Navy is created. And Geelong, Victoria, is declared
a city.
A city. That's it. So, this guy's as old as Geelong.
He is.
My God.
Yeah.
So, what did he live through then, Dad?
He lived through a lot.
World War One, the Great Depression, World War II, and a heap of droughts, apparently.
Yeah.
And so, he says that the positives far outweigh the tough times, like countless advances in technology that he's witnessed.
Mm.
One of the most wonderful things I can ever remember happening was hearing the telephone up to my ear. It was like magic. Craziness, right?
Exactly.
Secret to a long life. He keeps getting asked this ever since he turned 100, and he said, there's no secret. He said, keep breathing and have three meals a day, and time goes on. But he has regular habits, including singing and whistling and eating half a dozen prawns every day.
And he writes books.
Yeah.
He started off, he must be the world's oldest author. But he started writing books when he was 86.
Yeah, when his wife died.
Yeah, and that's how he keeps himself entertained. And I saw him on TV last night and on the news, and it was one of those kittens and puppies stories. You know, when they finish the news and go, oh, and by the way, this guy just turned 111. Congratulations, happy birthday! And they were interviewing him, and he was highly coherent, and you know, he's obviously still capable of, who knows what his books are. Yeah, we'll have to look him up, see what he's written. So
I think it was about memories in his life and poetry from this article that I was reading. But Yeah, it was just crazy. And the guy retired in the 90s. So, he obviously kept working for a long time because he would have been, well, what, 90 years old or so, 80 to 90 years old when he retired.
Yeah.
But he lived an epic life in the bush. And he was saying that life in the bush was incredibly tough and he wouldn't have lived to this record age if it hadn't been for the actions of his father when he was young. He says, I was working in the field and a black snake bit my foot. My father was alongside me, drew his pocket knife out, picked up my foot, slit it, put his mouth over it and sucked out the poison. If he hadn't done that, I would have been dead in 10 minutes. Nearly every day, you're faced with tough things to do in the bush. I have a feeling that may have been a dry bite.
Yes.
I don't think the suck it and see, I don't think that works with pulling the venom out.
It doesn't.
But, yeah, really, really cool. While he insists he's nothing special, just an ordinary bushy, some good Aussie slang there for you, someone from the bush, he says, don't fill your brain with other people's thoughts to the exclusion of your own, as his advice.
That's a nice little sort of existential statement, isn't it? I like it.
Mm, yeah. Don't fill your brain with other people's thoughts to the exclusion of your own.
Mm.
And he says, you've got to roll with the punches and keep on keeping on.
Jeez, he's full of cliches. He's learned a few in his 111 years.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask, so what do you reckon? What do you reckon it's like being 111?
I don't know. It's hard enough being 63.
Does it blow your mind, though, that he's almost twice your age?
Yeah, almost.
No,
yeah.
Minus 10 years or so.
It doesn't blow my mind because it's not, it's unusual, but it's, you know, there will always be somebody in Australia who is 100 and something.
Yeah.
In fact, there'll be a lot of people who are 100 and something. So, that in itself as an event is not particularly spectacular. But the fact that any one person gets to that age is quite amazing. And I remember, the great Scottish comedian Billy Connolly telling the story of, where he saw one night that the world's oldest woman, I think she was 113 or something, and she was French, was being interviewed on her birthday. The interviewer said to her, well, you don't have many wrinkles. And she turned to him and said, I have one and I'm sitting on it. So, even at 113, she still had a sense of humor.
She was referring to her bottom, guys.
Yes. it is quite amazing. And you think back to, we reminisce a lot about my life and, the things that I've seen and done and what life was like 60 years ago and so on. But, when you can sit there and talk about what life was like 100 years ago, it must be quite amazing.
It would have been before there were cars in Australia, or at least widespread cars in Australia, because I think that happened. I was talking to Grandpa and he was saying that sort of transition between horses and cars happened in the 30s. So, this guy would have been in his 20s when cars first started arriving. There would have been no TV. Telephones obviously came in. 1910s. That would have been absolutely insane. And it's just so strange to think that he would have been my age during, the Second World War?
Yeah.
You know, in the 1940s onwards, he would have been my age. Yeah, and you're just like, in fact, older than me.
Hmm.
So, if I got to his age, I'll be 2 years from 2100.
There you go.
Which is absolutely insane. But you wonder if there is a bit of a sadness with getting to that age, especially in the 19th to 20th centuries here, that this transitionary period where he has probably seen so much of the bush in Australia just totally obliterated. He would have been, he would have been born probably what? I think the last Indigenous group to stop living on the land was in the 60s, right?
Something like that.
So, he would have still had, until he was 50, there were Indigenous people living on the land, doing their own thing in Australia. It's just astonishing to think that for someone like me who was born in the 80s, that those things seem so far away.
Yes.
And I get that when I talk to Grandpa quite a lot, where he has memories, obviously, of growing up in the 1930s and 40s during the Second World War. And you're like, for me, they're documentaries. You see that stuff and you're like-
Yes, exactly.
That it happened, but you don't realize that I actually know someone who was alive when that happened, right? It's just a crazy thing. Does it get to you sometimes when you think about those things?
Look, even in my life, I look at it and go, for you, let's say the Apollo missions, that's ancient history. The Vietnam War is ancient history.
Yeah.
They were two of the most significant things in my childhood. You're constantly bombarded with both of them. And yet, you being born 30 years later, it's just, that's just history and you can read about it, but it's just sort of stuff that happened in the past. One of the things that I found really interesting with Dexter was that he was so into technological change. And that was the thing that had, at least it was what he'd spoken about, was that he was really interested in things going from, you know, telephone to computers. And, you know, he writes by typing in a computer. He doesn't write by, you know, pen and paper. And
well, so it's- what do you think it is, though? Because my nana and grandpa, mum's parents, is sort of polar opposites, right, with their adoption of technology. So I wonder how much it's kind of a bullshit excuse to say I'm too old to learn how to do this, and it's more I'm too old to want to learn how to do this. Bothered.
Well, my mother used to say all the time when we'd ask her, you know, why don't you do this, and she'd, and this is the ultimate procrastinator's statement, is she'd, I can't be bothered thinking about it.
Yeah,
not I can't be bothered doing it, but I can't be bothered thinking about it. And I'm sure there are times, and she wasn't old, but I'm sure there are times in people's lives where you just sit there and go, I'm perfectly satisfied with the lot in my life at the moment and the things that occupy my brain.
I don't want to learn anything new. I don't, oh, my God.
Yeah, but it's also, I just don't need to. And so, whereas for, you know, you and even for me, I'm always looking at what something new to try and play with and so on. Other people won't necessarily want to do that. So,
yeah.
And I'm sure the older you get, the less time and energy you can spend on things. We've got Noah throwing a tantrum outside.
Yeah, he's having a teary.
Yeah.
Having a cry.
He's probably being told he has to come inside. But so, yeah, you get that, you know, life experience just becomes, well, I'm happy with where I am. So,
well, I wonder how much time slows down or speeds up at that age as well. Like, I can't imagine what his average day is like in terms of, does it go fast? Does it go slow? Because I can imagine if you, I think, I can't remember what the documentary I was watching where they were talking about this, but every single year you live becomes a smaller and smaller portion relative to the life that you've lived before it. And so they seem to pass quicker because, say, my 34th year is going to be a 34th of my life, whereas if you're 3 years old, a single year is a third of your life. Mm-hmm. And so I remember being a kid and always thinking, my God, school's taking so long. It's like, this year is going to go forever. And now you're just like, oh, 2020 is over.
Yeah.
2021. Oh, that's going to be over soon.
Yeah.
It's so you wonder if it's just like life accelerates.
Yeah. Well, I think it's one of those things. I'm sure it's that, and it sounds like a bit of a cliche, but the days get longer and the years get shorter.
That's what someone said recently to me about having children. The days are long, but the years are short. So enjoy them.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Yeah. So
cool. All right. Well, we can leave it there, guys. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget, if you want the transcripts and the bonus episodes and everything like that, check out the Premium Podcast and Academy memberships. And for everything else, go to aussieenglish.com.au. See you next time.
Bye.
Alrighty, you mob, thank you so much for listening to or watching this episode of The Goss. If you would like to watch the video, if you're currently listening to it and not watching it, you can do so on the Aussie English TV channel on YouTube. This is different from the main channel. You'll be able to subscribe to that. Just search Aussie English TV on YouTube. And if you're watching this and not listening to it, you can check this episode out also on the Aussie English podcast, which you can find via my free Aussie English podcast application on both Android and iPhone. You can download that for free, or you can find it via any other good podcast app that you've got on your phone, Spotify, podcast from iTunes, Stitcher, whatever it is. I'm your host, Pete. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you have a ripper of a day, and I will see you next time. Peace.